Use your fear of speaking English and express yourself with clarity at Vaughntown. Hey, amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. Don't forget, folks, you got a trivia night, free trivia night tonight. That's right. It's going on at Roll Madrid, and it's hosted by our buddy Guy Williams. And man, Guy Williams, get ready, guys. Bring your history books with you because he is a history buff. It's going to be tons of fun, and it's this evening. I forget the date now. Bueno, check your calendars. Check and make sure it's at Roll Madrid, and then I'll be hosting, as I told you guys, this is November 2nd. I'll be hosting, which is the first Wednesday of November, and I hope you guys can make it. Again, it's at Calle Amaniel 23, Roll Madrid. And speaking of awesome experiences, now this one isn't free, but it's perhaps the most awesome experience you could ever have in English in Spain, and it's called Vaughntown. Listen carefully. Can you hear that? No. Listen closer. I'm not talking about the birds chirping. I'm talking about everybody speaking English and feeling comfortable. Listen. This is what it's like at Vaughntown, a peaceful place where you can really learn English and lose your inhibitions. There's a reason it's one of our star programs. Vaughntown. Lose your fear of speaking English. If you want more information about this immersive experience, go to GrupoVaughn.com or give us a call, 911-385831. Lose your fear of speaking English and express yourself with clarity at Vaughntown. There you go, folks. More information at our website, GrupoVaughn.com, or you can go to our tienda, VaughnTienda.com, and contact us through there or through social media. But right now, it's time for another challenge. It's time for homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Cause homophones time. Cause homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name.
That's right. That's right, my amigos. You know it. You know it. It is definitely time for our homophone section. And that one we looked at today was tough. A lot of people, if I had to give you the word stir, you might have gotten it wrong if you were like the majority of people on Twitter. So pay close attention to these words here, and we'll find out if the words sound the same or not. I want you guys to tell me A, what the words are, and B, if they sound exactly the same. The first word is embarcaderos. Okay, muelles, plural. Embarcaderos o muelles. And the second word is perforar, penetrar, colarse. All right? So the first word is embarcaderos, muelles, plural. And the second word is perforar, taladrar, penetrar, romper. Could be another meaning of it as well. Let's see Leonardo telling us a little bit about his bond with James Bond. Y como veis, no es Bond, no es O, it's ah, Bond, Bond. I was a fan of the James Bond movies, Leonardo says, and my favorite 007 was Roger Moore. Yeah, he was another huge one. Although most prefer another, he is the one who poses the best in the photos with the iron in his hand. All right, all right. Well, good, good. Hey, man. I said Sean Connery because I know that that's like, he's like the crowd favorite, but then everybody's got their personal favorite. I guess it depends when you discovered James Bond or what movie you discovered first, because that might be your favorite because it was your introduction. So, but we all grew up with these movies. I know because I've been coming to Spain even before I lived here. I had been coming my whole life and I remember Echan el Nuevo de James Bond. And so, just like in the United States, it is an institution. All right, speaking of institutions, on this show, homophones is an institution. And this is where we look at these tough words and we demystify them. The first word was embarcaderos o muelles. The second word was perforar o taladrar. Let's see. Laura. Laura says the two words are and and I think they sound alike. Okay. Laura's going to bet on yay. We've got yay or nay. It's another way of saying yes or no, more antiquated. Like in the old courtrooms, they would say, all in favor, say aye. Or a, or yay, or nay. Si lleva n, es no. But it got confusing. I think you should just stick with one way to say it. Did you say yay or nay or... And they shouldn't rhyme, right? Yes or no. So they're very, very different. All right, let's see what else you guys came up with. So Laura says they sound alike. Let's see. Born to Iron Man. Those are the correct words. Born to Iron Man. And he agrees with Laura. He says that the two words sound the same as well, that they are homophones. All right. Anybody else? Anybody else want? Anybody else beg to differ? ¿Alguien quiere llevar la contraria? Because right now, there are not too many people participating, which tells me you guys are second guessing. Tengo gente ahí que está dudando. Because if it's an easy one, entre paréntesis, you know, quote unquote easy, I'm flooded with comments. But right now, I've just got two brave students here who have participated. The good thing is they both agree and they're trustworthy, but I'm just asking, is there anybody out there who wants to disagree, who begs to differ? Let's see. ESD says, yes, they are honophones. Careful, ESD, it's homophones with an M, right? So ESD, born to Iron Man, and Laura say that the word muelles o embarcaderos and the word perforar sound exactly the same. Okay. Well, like we always do in this section, we demystify these words by saying them. Now let's start with the singular of the first word. So, he works on a pier. Okay. Él trabaja en un muelle. Okay. Another way to say is a dock. You know it. Sitting on the dock of the bay. But a pier. Okay. P-I-E-R. And I asked you for it in plural. So if he works on the pier, well, his sister works on the other piers. Eso sería el plural. Piers. Okay. Piers. So one pier, un muelle, two piers. Okay. Great. The second word is something that I think you all know. ¿Cuántas veces he oído en español tiene un piercing? ¿No? Un piercing. I mean, you say the same word. And what is a piercing? Una perforación en tu oído, o tu lengua, o tu pene. I don't know where you're going to put it. That's up to you. Ouch. Ouch, 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 ouch. So, let's see. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to try and give you both of them in a sentence, and then you tell me if they sound the same or not. So, the guys who work down by the piers are going to pierce their ears. The guys who work down by the piers, muelles, are going to pierce their ears. Do they sound the same? I'm going to separate them now. Piers, muelles, piers, pierce. Piers, pierce. They do not sound the same. Get out of here. Are you? Yeah, that's what I was trying. I was trying, guys. I was trying to help you a little bit and say, are you sure? Nobody disagrees here. Are you absolutely sure? Yeah, one of them is a Z sound and one's an S sound. The first one is a Z. Okay. One peer, two peers, Z, peers, peers. And I'm going to pierce my ear down by the peers. I'm going to pierce my ears. Es el ear suena como el otro. I'm going to pierce, ese pura y dura, pierce my ear down by the peers. Es una Z. Wow! No way! Yeah, way. This was a really tough one. Now, I'm going to give you some good news. There is another word that sounds like the first one. And that word is peers, tus iguales, tus compañeros. So your peers, tus iguales, tus compañeros, P-E-E-R-S, like to hang out near the piers, right? Your peers like to hang out near the piers. Zzz, ambos son zzz, suenan igual. Where they pierce their ears. El ears otra vez vuelve a esa zeta. So, man, those are tough. Those are really, really tough. They're not easy. You know, it's like loose and lose. No, loose, suelto, loose, and lose. Loose and lose. Very, very difficult, but doable. Man, very tough homophones today. I know it was tough for everybody, but you guys did a decent job. Let's give everybody an applause. Just, hey, you get points for making an effort here. And now you know. No one's going to catch you with that one again. At least not Laura ESD and Born to Iron Man, because they said, no. I know there's a nuance there, but they're not. They're not the same. All right, amigos, I've also got to give you today's Say What soundbite. This is the third listen. Please write down what you hear.
Look, memory can change the shape of a room. It can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted. They're just an interpretation. They're not a record. And they're irrelevant if you have the facts.
All right, folks, that was your third listen. As many of you said, yes, it's from a movie. And, well, that's a good time to move on to today's Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right. That's right, folks. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And let's see, Leonardo. Leonardo says, I love it. It's a pleasure. It's different, that pleasure sound, but I like that you're using it. It's a pleasure for my ears to listen to Britney Spears. Yeah, those two rhyme. See? Ooh, we're really playing with rhyming words. Who knows? Maybe we'll get some future rappers over here, futuros raperos, out of today's show. All right, well, here's today's Name That Movie. I'll read you the trailer, and then the synopsis in a trailer voice, and then we'll take a look at the scene, and we'll extract any English we can from it. A shy student trying to reach his family in Ohio. A gun-toting bruiser in search of the last Twinkie, and a pair of sisters striving to get to an amusement park join forces in a trek across zombie-filled America. Whoa, that sounds like fun. That sounds really fun. So a shy student. Shy es tímido. Shy. Timid. You can say timid. Bashful. Shy is the easiest one. A shy student trying to reach his family. Llegar a alcanzar. To reach his family in Ohio. A gun-toting bruiser. So if you tote something, you carry it. So if you're a gun-toting, it is uno que lleva arma. A gun-toting bruiser. And a bruiser would be un gorila, un matón. Okay? So, it sounds like a joke, right? A shy student trying to reach his family in Ohio. A gun-toting bruiser in search of, en busca de, the last Twinkie. Twinkies are freaking awesome, by the way. I love Twinkies. I can eat a box of them. I don't recommend it, but I love them. They're like these, they're panteras rosas without the pink stuff, basically. Oh, my God. See, my mouth is watering now. Oh, man. Okay, so focus, Alberto. And a pair of sisters, un par de hermanas, striving, esforzándose. It's a great word to know. Strive. A lot of companies put on their website, we strive for excellence, right? Nos forzamos, ¿no? So sisters striving to get to an amusement park. An amusement park is another way to say a theme park. Well, not all of them are themed. So parque de atracciones, even though esa es temática también en Madrid. But if you don't want to call, like if it's really just a Ferris wheel and a couple things, it's called an amusement park. And if it's themed, which many of them are today, it's called a theme park. If you want to split hairs, buscarle cinco patas al gato. So to join forces, unirse, in a trek. A trek es una caminata, pero no andando. Una cruzada. A trek across zombie-filled America. And ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. Please give it up for our movie buff extraordinaire, Chris Valrol. The movie is Zombieland. Yeah, that's an interesting one, too. No es una O. It's not zombie. In English, it's ah. Piensa en la canción. Zombie, zombie. Hey, hey, what's in your head? In your head. Zombie. I love that song, by the way, if you hadn't noticed. It's Zombieland. Yes, it is, Chris. And I can barely participate today, she says. But I can't help it. I have to listen to it. Happy birthday, dear Iron Man. We understand, Chris. Needs must. Do you guys know this expression? Needs must means priorities are priorities. You got to do what you got to do. You know, I want to go to the trivia night tonight, but I can't. Needs must. I have things to do. Hey, that's my life. When you work, I work for Vaughn, but I also work for myself when I'm, you know, in the afternoons. So you work when there's work, when you work for yourself, at least, unless you're lazy, but I try not to be. Oh, what a great movie this is. I love these kind of movies that are like horror movies, but are like ridiculous. They're absurd. And this is called Zombieland, as Chris pointed out. It came out in the year 2009. It stars Jesse Eisenberg. You remember him? He played Mark Zuckerberg in the social, uno de ellos. He played Mark Zuckerberg. Also Emma Stone, Emma Piedra, and Erección Harrelson, Woody Harrelson. A Woody is a boner. Hey, I didn't name the guy. Don't shoot the messenger. Oh, and the funny thing, I was reading about this behind the scenes. And yeah, the movie's great, but also the behind the scenes stuff is juicy. It's juicy. And Woody Harrelson was arrested for marijuana possession during the filming. Now, again, this was in 2009. Now it's legal in most of the United States, either recreationally or at least medicinally. So now he wouldn't have gotten arrested. Maybe they would have told him, take a break, man. And then unless... Bueno, el hace de matón, too, so, hey, who knows? Well, he was arrested. It only delayed the shooting for a day, because even back then, you know, they weren't really prosecuting people too much. I remember in New York, they used to arrest you. And I've never, thank God, But I remember someone was smoking, they would get arrested. And then they just started giving fines, multas, and then they just started looking the other way. Hacer la vista gorda, and then it became legal. And they said, well, now we're going to make some money off this. Ahora que pasen por caja. That's where taxes come in, right? So Woody Harrelson, look at that. Also, shortly after, justo después, after the filming concluded, Woody Harrelson attacked a photographer at LaGuardia Airport. This was in New York City. He was coming in from L.A. And since he's a method actor, un actor que se mete muchísimo en el papel, he blamed his actions on this role, saying that he was still in character. Come on. You know, here, I'll read his exact words in an interview. How do you say it? Erección Harrelson, Woody Harrelson said, I then flew to New York, still very much in character. Yeah, right. With my daughter at the airport, I was startled, surprised by a paparazzo who I quite understandably mistook for a zombie. He's got to be a good actor to pull that one off. As we say in English, likely excuse. Likely excuse. I'm not buying it. No lo creo. All right, let's take a look at what we've got then in the scene that I've chosen for you. Tallahassee, who is Woody Harrelson's character, says, Bill Murray, you're a zombie. Bill Murray, Murray, as you say. Bill Murray, you're a zombie. And Wichita, if you notice, they all have names of cities. Tallahassee, Wichita, Kansas. Tallahassee's in Florida. Wichita hits Bill in the back with a golf club. Acuérdate, vosotros decís palos, nosotros clubs, right? We don't call them sticks. So he hits him in the back with a golf club. And then Bill Murray cries in pain. Llora del dolor. No, o grita. También gritar is to cry. And he goes, ow, I'm on fire. Ouch, ow. And Tallahassee says, you're not a zombie. You're talking. And as he examines him, he looks him up and down. He says, you're okay. Tú estás bien. And Bill Murray goes, the hell I am. Una mierda would be the translation. Ni de coña. Hell, the hell I am. I'm not okay. Is saying, no way, you're wrong. And then Wichita says, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was you. No, no sabía que eras tú, the real Bill Murray. And there are many cameos in this movie. You say cameos, we say cameos. And then Tallahassee answers, are you, what's with the getup? Y le sigue inspeccionando, looking him up and down. And he goes, what's with the getup? The getup is la ropa que llevas, lo que llevas puesto. What's with the getup? Okay? Your gear, your getup. Okay? What's with the getup? Y cuéntame, ¿por qué vas vestido así? And then Bill Murray says, oh, I do it to blend in. To blend is mezclar, to blend, ser uno más del grupo. I do it to blend in, you know? ¿Sabes? Zombies don't mess with other zombies. O sea, me he visto como un zombie porque no se meten con otros zombies. Zombies don't mess with other zombies. Buddy of mine, un amigo mío, a buddy of mine. Nos encanta esa frase. Where did you get that? A buddy of mine, un colega mío. A buddy of mine, a makeup guy, uno de maquillaje. A makeup guy. He showed me how to do this. Me enseñó cómo hacerlo. Cornstarch. And starch is almidón, I think you say. So cornstarch, I believe, is maicena, you would call it. Almidón de maíz. Cornstarch. He goes, cornstarch, that's how they make, they thicken blood, right? Lo usan para engruesar, espesar, I think you would say, to thicken a sauce, well, also to make fake blood. He goes, cornstarch, you know, what they use in Hollywood. He goes, you know, some berries, unas moras, unas frutas del bosque, because those are red too to make that blood thing. A little licorice for the ladies, and licorice is a regaliz. So you got red licorice and black licorice. Se escribe licorice, pero se dice licorice. He says, it suits my lifestyle. Es apto para mi estilo de vida, you know? He goes, I like to get out and do stuff. A mí me gusta salir a hacer cosas. You know, I like to get out and do stuff. And then he says, just played 9 holes on the Riviera. He's talking about golf, hablando de golf. He says, I just played 9 holes on the Riviera. 18 holes is a full course, so I guess 9 holes is half. I don't know very much about golf. We would have to ask J.M. Hermosilla, who is a golfer. And he says, just walked on. He goes, entré ahí on the golf course. I just walked on. Nobody there. Entré yo solito. No había nadie. There you go, my amigos. Today's Name That Movie. It's called Zombieland, and it came out in 2009. But right now, folks, you know what time it is. We have to go to our fourth and final commercial break. So, if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Este otoño tenemos novedades. Nos hemos sentado con nuestros seguidores para ver qué es lo que más les cuesta. Y, surprise, surprise, es el speaking. Por eso te presentamos Speak English A1 A2, Speak English B1 y Speak English B2, una serie de 3 libros orientados a mejorar la fluidez con el inglés a través del método Vaughan, con frases de traducción y secciones variadas sobre gramática, vocabulario, errores comunes, phrasal verbs y mucho más. El complemento que tu speaking estaba buscando. Escoge ya tu nivel y empieza a dar el cambio en tu inglés.
Poder comunicarte con total soltura, sin miedos, con confianza. La barrera psicológica la romperás definitivamente en tan solo 6 días.
Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Allí, entre angloparlantes de los más variopintos, avanzarás 1000 kilómetros en confianza, convicción y aplomo. Dominarás sus entornos de comunicación a pesar de un dominio aparentemente imperfecto del inglés. Ni 6 meses en extranjero da lo que 6 días dan en Vaughan Town.
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com y aprovéchate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
¿Me estás diciendo que no tienes 7.884.008 segundos? ¿Que no tienes 131.400 minutos? ¿No tienes nada de ese tiempo para recibir clases de inglés con horario flexible y adaptadas a tus necesidades? Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. ¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Máster en inglés profesional a tiempo parcial. Más de 500 horas de inglés, 5 horas en entre diario o fin de semana, una inmersión en Vaughan Town incluida. Disponible en Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas. No exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas, no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. That's right, amigos, that's right. Welcome back to the fourth and final part of today's show. Everybody in, everybody in. Man, we've got a lot to cover here in the last part of the show, so let's get rocking with today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Trouble. I said double, double trouble, double, double trouble. I said double, double trouble.
That's right, folks. It's Double Trouble only on the show with no name. And as always, this is the part of the show where we put you to the test with a translation. But it's a tricky translation where you have to use the same word twice. Good luck. I think it's going to be pretty tough today. No tenías razón. Solo había un cuervo. Cómete tus palabras. There you go. I know it's a weird sentence, pero estoy intentando buscar cómo meter dos palabras en la frase. So, no tenías razón. Solo había un cuervo. Cómete tus palabras. That is your double trouble. I've also got to give you guys today's Say What soundbite for the fourth and final time. I don't know if anybody got it yet. But here's your last chance.
Look, memory can change the shape of a room. It can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted. They're just an interpretation. They're not a record. And they're irrelevant if you have the facts.
All right, folks. There you go. There you go. All right, a couple comments rolling in here from our amigos. Born to Iron Man says, Woody Harrelson reminds me of, right, te falta el of ahí, reminds me of Cheers. I used to watch it just getting home from high school. Oh, man, I loved Cheers. What a show, man. Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? You guys, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Boom, boom, boom. Did I just take you back to high school there, Born to Iron Man? All right, let's see. Jason Lima, too. Seems like you guys love Woody Harrelson. I love him, too. I'm a huge fan. I've always loved him since Cheers. And Jason Lima says, White Men Can't Jump, my favorite Woody Harrelson movie. Peliculón, Jay Lima. Peliculón. My favorite? I don't know. It's a tough call. Es difícil. I love him in Natural Born Killers. Oh, man, that's a great one, too. He's just a great actor. And there's another one I'm thinking. Oh, man, everything he's in, he's just awesome. I think so, at least. And it seems like Born to Iron Man and Jay Lima agree. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got a Say What soundbite winner. Please give it up for Laura. Wouldn't you like to get away? Well, the show with no name is a little bit like Cheers, isn't it? We've got your stool waiting for you. Like Chris today, she can't participate. Well, Chris, no one's taking your stool. Eso es tu taburete. And your drink will be waiting for you when you get here, right? That's how it works here. I've had students say, Alberto, I'm getting my master's. I'm not going to be able to tune in all year, but I'll be back. And they come back. So, hey, guys, we'll be here. If you can't tune in live, well, that's what podcasts are for. You know, you can still be a part of the action. Of course you can. And all of our shows are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also iVox. All right. So, my amigos, anybody want to take a stab at today's Double Trouble? Was it really that tough? Oh, I didn't expect that. No me lo esperaba tan difícil. So, no tenías razón. Solo había un cuervo. Cómete tus palabras. I thought it was going to be easier. Okay, all right. All right, okay. Let's see. I'll give you guys a moment here. Okay, Leonardo is taking a stab at it. And he says, you were not right. Fine. You were not right. You were wrong. También te vale. Right? You were not right. You were wrong. There was only a crow or only one crow. Muy bien. Crow es cuervo. And the last part, cómete tus palabras. Eat crow. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. It's Leonardo. Wouldn't you like to get away? Ahora lo tengo en la cabeza. So you weren't right. You were wrong. Yo he puesto, you were wrong. There was only one crow. Solo había un cuervo. And then the way that we say, cómete tus palabras, is eat crow. Come cuervo. Yeah, seriously. So you're forced. It's when you're forced to admit your mistake. Hey, man, you made a big mistake. Yesterday you said that, you know, there's people es correcto. And man, that's wrong. You got to eat crow. Okay, to eat crow, tragarse sus palabras, comerse sus mentiras, sus palabras. Aquí veo tragarse un sapo, la cura de humildad. En Argentina es vulgar, comérsela doblada. You gotta love Argentina. You gotta love Argentina, man. Fucking believable. Sorry. You know, we try eat crow, come cuervo. Okay, it's not a positive thing, but comérsela doblada is like a, whoa. I just got a crazy visual there in my head. So excellent job there, Leonardo. You stand alone. You were the only one to get it. You were wrong, or you were not right. I think it's easier to say you were wrong. There was only one crow, or there was only a crow. Eat crow. Cómete tus palabras, o cómete la doblada, as they would say in Argentina. Well, hey, the Argentines have a sense of humor, and so do we here on this show in You're Joking.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, amigos. You're joking. And this is where I teach you, well, I tell you a joke, and then I hopefully teach you English based on the double meaning or sometimes triple meanings in our jokes. So all you have to do, sit back, relax. You know, if you want, go for it. You can crack open a beer, suit yourself. Okay, it's after 12, right? Ya han pasado las 12. Go ahead. Enjoy. You deserve it. Especially Born to Iron Man. Man, there you go. Oh, yeah. Hey, careful. It's going to overflow. Va a colmar. Is that how you say it? La gota que colmó el vaso. Ah, cuidado. That was the last straw. Eso fue la gota. That was the last straw. We're learning a lot of native expressions today. To eat crow. That was the last straw. Vamos a saber discutir muy bien in English. All right, here's today's joke. As always, let's see if you get it. What did one egg say to the other egg? What did one egg say to the other egg? Let's get cracking. Let's get cracking. What did one egg say to the other egg? Let's get cracking. No? Did anybody get it? Well, maybe he said, let's hatch out a plan. Two jokes now. Two plays on words that you have to explain to me there. Did anybody get it? So the first one was, what did one egg say to the other egg? Let's get cracking. And the number two joke, the one I just added there at the end, is we need to hatch out a plan. This is awesome. I think this is one of the greatest jokes we've looked at in quite a while. Yeah. Ah, oh, those clucking chickens. What? Alberto, don't be vulgar. No, I'm not. I said clucking. I didn't say fucking. Bueno, ahora acabo de decir fucking. To cluck is lo que están haciendo. Oh, those damn clucking chickens. They've been clucking all morning. All right. So, German says, cracking is reír y romperse. Okay, that would be to crack up. Sí y no. O sea, tienes razón, pero no es el chiste, 100%. Okay, Born to Iron Man says, he says to crack a smile, reírse. Empezar a reír. Yes, también es otro uso de crack, pero no es este. Vaya cracks, pero no estáis acertando. Estáis acertando otros usos, pero no el que te he dado. Well, if you Google, let's get cracking meaning, verás que es el equivalente de pongámonos en marcha. Come on, guys, let's get cracking. Let's get cracking is let's get going. Okay? Vamos a ponernos en marcha. Vamos a irnos ya. Let's get cracking. And an egg cracks. You crack an egg, right? And you make fried eggs or scrambled eggs, right? Crack. Let's get cracking. Vamos a agrietarnos. Vamos a ponernos en marcha. Okay. And then the second part, to hatch out a plan. Well, to hatch is salir del cascarón, romper el cascarón, right? So let's hatch out a plan. Bueno, to hatch out a plan is tramar un plan. Planear makes sense, ¿no? Si viene con la palabra a plan. So we need to hatch out a plan. Let's get cracking. Oh, man. Oh, and Elena, she's got the icing on the cake over here. And she says, you're extraordinary. Buenísima, Elena. Egg-stroordinary. I love it, guys. Not only are you learning new vocabulary, but you're also cracking your own jokes as well. Toma, también contar un chiste. I said before to crack a beer, o sea, cracks. Hay que saber la palabra crack, right? That's the way it works. You have to know that word. Why? Because it's just got a lot of meanings, as we're seeing. So you get it now, folks. Doesn't make the joke any funnier, but what did one egg say to the other egg? Let's get cracking. And the other one said, yeah, we need to hatch out a plan. All right, folks, we've got a plan right now, and that's some celebration that we're gonna have a huge celebration, because normally we celebrate on famous birthday trivia, but today it's Born to Iron Man's birthday. So I want you guys to sing along with the music. We're going to sing him happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday dear Iron Man. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday dear Iron Man. Happy birthday to you.
There we go. Famous birthday trivia with our amigos here. I can't believe it, guys. We've got 10, a little bit more than 10 minutes left. So let's get moving. Let's get cracking. Para usarlo justo después. The first person lucky enough to share a birthday with our Born to Iron Man is an American guitarist and singer and songwriter. He's in the band, they're not popular now. They were when I was a kid. The band Counting Crows. You guys, were they popular here? They were really popular in the United States, especially their hit, Mr. Jones and Me, stare at the beautiful woman when we tell each other fairy tales. And I don't know. I mean, it's one of those Kiss FM songs that you'll hear, but it was very, very big back in the day. I remember listening to these guys pretty religiously when I was in high school. But then I outgrew them. I don't really listen to Counting Crows anymore. And we already know crow es cuervo. To eat crow is comerse tus palabras. So now you know Counting Crows is contando los cuervos. So, what else could I tell you about this guy? He's not the lead singer. He's the guitarist, but he is one of the main singers and songwriters. So he does backup vocals, and he's also a co-songwriter in the group. Mr. Jones and me tell each other fairy tales, and we stare at a beautiful woman. Now when I listen to it, it's kind of annoying, but it's really catchy. And it's one of those songs that I think, you know, okay, Counting Crows, they might still tour, they might still, you know, release albums, but nothing will be such, I mean, I don't think they'll ever hit that pinnacle again. It's a pico that they hit with Mr. Jones. And that was, it was huge. I remember the video being number one on MTV every day. Number two, this cat, es otra forma de decir, este pibe, este pollo, este pájaro. Hey, we're talking a lot about fowl today, ave. This guy was born in 1983. He's an American actor and writer. He was in the movie The Emperor's Club, The Village. He also played Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network. He was in Zombieland. He's also been in Woody Allen movies, To Roam with Love and Cafe Society. In 2016, he portrayed Lex Luthor in the superhero film Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice. And an extremely talented actor. I got to say something, though. He came to Spain and he didn't quite get The Hormiguero, you know, the show. He was like, and when he went back to the States, he's like, there were puppets. I don't know what happened. I'm going to tell you something. And it's not because The Hormiguero are my friends. Because the show is crazy. Everybody knows it. That's why it's popular. But at the same time, it's like, dude, you go to a show, you should do a little research. You know, you got a 7-hour flight here. Tienes un vuelo de 7 horas mínimo para llegar aquí. Download a couple episodes. Then you won't be so surprised, smart guy. So, I don't know. I've never been a fan of people who complain, you know, who just pick out the bad thing, the things they don't like. Instead of saying, oh, Spain was awesome, you know, they just say, oh, I'm going to pick out the things I didn't like. So, hey, different strokes for different folks. Para gustos, los colores. And last but not least, this guy was born in 1967. An English-Australian actor. His last name sounds like Perforar, but it's not. Aunque suene igual, es un homófono, su apellido. So, si no lo ves escrito, su nombre es Tío Perforado. Tipo Perforado. That would be his name, si no lo ves escrito. All right? He was, his breakout role was he played in Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. I remember first discovering his work in L.A. Confidential. Oh, he was great. He was in The Hurt Locker. Oh, and how can we forget? Memento. The Count of Monte Cristo. I mean, he is a tremendously talented actor. He was in Prometheus. He was in Iron Man 3 as well. And as I said, if you know how to say tipo, y sabes poner el... sabes que, hay, que suena como la palabra perforar que vimos. Well, that'll give you a hand with the last one. Te echará una mano. And since Chris Van Roll is pretty busy right now, we know she's having a busy morning, I don't think anybody has taken over for her. Really? Come on, guys, don't let Chris down. She shouldn't be the only one who knows her celebrities. All right, well, I'll give them to you because we don't have time. The first person who's celebrating a birthday is born to Iron Man, followed by David Bryson from Counting Crows, followed by Jesse Eisenberg, the actor, and then Guy Pearce, which sounds exactly like perforar, pero se escribe pearce. Pearce es un apellido. Guy Pearce. Tío perforar. Okay, all right. And this is today's Say What soundbite. It was birthday boy Guy Pearce in the movie Memento. Y qué peliculón, eh? What a great movie. If you haven't seen Memento, it's great. And he says in this this little monologue here that Laura got, by the way, excellent job, Laura. And he says, memory can change the shape of a room. La memoria, el recuerdo, puede cambiar la forma de una habitación. It can change the color of a car. How many times are we fooled by our own memory? Think about it. Like, I'm sure there were two people. Are you sure? I only saw one. It was a red car, not a blue. How many? We've seen it in court cases, en juicios. It can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted, distorsionados. They're just an interpretation. Solo son una interpretación. They're not a record. No son una bitácora, un diario, a record. And they're irrelevant. Y no tienen relevancia if you have the facts, si tienes los hechos. So, folks, here it is. The birthday boy, Guy Pearce, in the epic movie Memento.
Look, memory can change the shape of a room. It can change the color of a car. And memories can be distorted. They're just an interpretation. They're not a record. And they're irrelevant if you have the facts.
All right, folks, there we go. It's time for our final section, Name That Lyric.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. Name that lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name. It's name that lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, that's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, and thank you, thank you, thank you for being here today and every day. I hope you guys can make it to the trivia night. If you're in Madrid and you can make it, don't miss it. Go for me. Go for me because, okay, I have to work. I'll have a good time anyway because my classes are like trivia nights anyway. I have a class. So during the week, sometimes I have classes during the evening. And the last two trivia nights, they were on Wednesday. A lot of times they're on Thursday. But I hope when I have to do the trivia night, it's on. Well, we'll figure it out. I hope you guys can make it. Seriously, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's free. And I know Fitz is going to be there, Kyle. And obviously, it'll be hosted by Guy Williams, the one and only Guy Williams. And remember, right after today's show, you've got the awesome Jules and her program, which is called Let's Get Random. Don't miss it all afternoon. You've got great shows afternoon and evening here on Vaughn Radio. So download our free app or listen to our shows wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you, thank you, thank you again for being here today and every day. It's an absolute pleasure. And I mean that. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Lo digo sinceramente. It's always a pleasure to spend this 2 hours part of my day with you guys and prepare it and everything. So I love preparing our classes. I love doing our classes and I love the energy that you guys put into our classes. All right. Here is today's Name That Lyric. Estaba en el Teatro Nuevo Amsterdam. Estaba fijando la mirada en una chica con el pelo amarillo. We looked at that word before, stare, ¿no? Steer, stare, stir, ¿no? Al principio del programa. So, staring at this yellow-haired girl. And el señor Jones entabla una conversación. Then, if you don't know it now, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation con un bailarín de flamenco de pelo negro, with a black-haired flamenco dancer. ¿Sabes que baila mientras su padre toca la guitarra? You know he dances while his father plays the guitar. This is sounding like Spain here. Y de repente todo es bello, and it's suddenly beautiful. Todos queremos algo bello. We all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. Ojalá fuera bello. Folks, it's Counting Crows and Mr. Jones. If you don't know the song, it's a great song. I urge you to sing along with me. Just Google Counting Crows and Mr. Jones or Mr. Jones. And thanks again. Always a pleasure to spend this time with you guys. Sing it with me.
La 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 la.
La la la. That part's easy.
It's down at the New Amsterdam. Stand this yellow-haired girl. Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with the black-haired flamenco dancer. He dances when his father plays.
You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the funeral.
Señoras y señores, nos dirigimos a ustedes desde el funeral real.
What a sad day it is, for this book is the remilk.
Es un día triste para this book is the remilk.
It is a book that was loved by many and will be missed by all.
Es un libro que fue adorado por muchos y será extrañado por aún más.
But don't fret, no, don't worry.
Pero no se preocupen.
Because the remilk will be reborn.
Porque this book is the remilk, volverá a nacer.
With a new name.